And now we tour Madison's first electric zero-emissions fire engine. It's the Pierce Volterra Pumper, designed with Oshkosh Corporation's electric drivetrain. Are you a firefighter or an EMT? Would you want to use an electric fire truck on the job? Should municipalities move toward electric vehicles? It's 800-642-1234. Eric Linsmeyer is Business Unit Director of Electrical and Software Technology at Pierce Manufacturing in Appleton. Eric, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We also have Stephen Davis with us, Chief of the Madison Fire Department. Chief Davis, welcome to you.
Hi, Kate. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you this morning.
Well, good morning. And Chief Davis, let's start with you. Fire trucks, they carry really important life-saving equipment, not to mention water. Why go all electric?
Well, that's a great question. I'm a fire chief here in Madison. I've been with the department for 32 years now, and absolutely love fire engines and fire trucks. It's a passion of mine. And several years ago, the Madison City Council and led by the mayor's office passed a pretty strong initiative to get our fleet 100% renewable energy and zero net carbon emissions by the year 2030. And so that puts agencies like fire departments in kind of an awkward position, because
it's like you're on notice.
Yeah. And as we saw this week with the fire in Rockton, Illinois, when the fire engine leaves the station, we don't know when it's going to come back. So it needs to have a system that can possibly meet these goals of zero net carbon emissions, but also be able to perform for sometimes days on end. And so we reached out to Pierce, I believe it was in 2017, 2018, and kind of told them of these goals that were coming at us, and we needed a solution. And I suspect they probably had something in the works already. And we were ecstatic when they reached back out, I believe it was in about 2018, and said, hey, would you be interested in working with us on this project? And in my mind, it was an absolute no-brainer.
Well, Eric, pick up the story on your side with Pierce Manufacturing. You know, when this fire department reaches out to you and says, hey, what do you got for us? How long have you had electric in the works?
Well, Oshkosh Corporation, you know, has been working to develop electric drives for over 25 years. But it was around the time that Chief Davis mentions that we were just pulling it together and considering how do we integrate this properly into a fire apparatus. And so the timing just worked out well that we were just starting to pull the stuff together, and the city of Madison was reaching out saying, hey, what things do you have that we could maybe make answer the call for zero emissions vehicles.
How close are you on these fire trucks in terms of making them just equal, on par with what's already out there with gas powered?
I think we're there right now. Our vehicle today that we're the technology demonstrator that we're using with the city of Madison, or the city of Madison's using on our behalf, is a vehicle that does perform at the same level of the current apparatus that's out there today.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about an all-electric fire engine. We have engineer Eric Linsmeyer, who's with the manufacturer of the new fire engine that hit the streets of Madison recently. Stephen Davis is chief of the Madison Fire Department. Your insights, as well as your community going all-electric, what questions do you have about turning over your fleets and your emergency vehicles? 800-642-1234. So, Chief Davis, you know, what has it been like? This fire engine apparently has been out on hundreds of calls. How is it performing?
Well, it's performing excellent. It came to us, and as we worked through the details of all the needs that we would have for infrastructure and different things like that, as it got closer and closer, and we saw some of the Pierce Manufacturing's test data on the vehicle, I was pretty convinced early on that it was going to work well. And I would suggest that it probably outperforms what my expectations were. And just as an example, the very first day we put it in service, it went on about 12 calls, and the battery capacity never dropped below 74%, which told me instantly that we've got it designed the right way for battery capacity. So the idea is that the vehicle goes on calls, you know, not all of those 12 calls occurred. That was over a 24-hour span. And so they've got time to come back, recharge the batteries, and go on the next call. And I can't be happier how the technology has worked and the performance of the vehicle itself has worked.
How long is it taking to recharge?
It takes, if the batteries are at 0%, and Eric can jump in here because he's the technology guy on, but we can go from 0 to 100% in about 90 minutes with the charger. So it's a really rapid charge system.
Eric, is that type of performance what you're seeing out of this fire engine?
Yeah, it is. And so recharging batteries, that, you know, they rarely come in at a fully depleted state, right? So then while it does take that amount of time for a complete charge, often the vehicle returns with something much more than that on it, and it is considerably faster to top it off and prepare it for the next call that the department's asked to support.
Well, let's bring in a call now. This is another Eric. Eric in Green Bay. Hi there, Eric.
Hi. So how many batteries are on this unit? What are they, lithium batteries? And do they actually run the pumps that actually supply power to the pumps that actually pump the water?
Eric Linsmeyer, go ahead.
So there's in this vehicle as it's configured today, there's two strings of seven batteries, and they are a lithium-based battery that we use and have configured in the apparatus. Today we're pumping primarily off of the engine, but the vehicle is capable and will pump through the batteries and the electric system as well. Just as most people know, pumping consumes a lot of power and it's consumed quickly. So it's really the focus is, you know, on short burst or smaller fire. The vehicle can certainly support that off the battery system. But as Chief Davis has mentioned earlier, that when you have those extended calls, those things that are hard to determine, we can seamlessly transition into an internal combustion engine that will drive the pump, indefinitely to support those needs, so that they have the performance required to support the scene that they're on.
So you would call it basically a hybrid, right?
Yeah, it's a parallel drive on the vehicle here, but yes, it's basically operating that way. We'll operate under electric power throughout the vehicle's use and operation. And if you find yourself in a depleted mode on the electric because you weren't able to charge in time or recharge in the way needed, the internal combustion engine will seamlessly transition and provide that continuous operation that's needed.
What do you think of that type of backup, Chief Davis?
Well, that to me is the key moving forward. And until the battery industry can kind of catch up and increase the power storage and the power supplies and things like that, we're, as a fire chief, I have a hard time, as all fire chiefs do, pulling up to a scene of a fire, sending firefighters into a burning building and not knowing that we're going to have complete power as long as we're going to need it. So the internal combustion engine as the backup source on this is ideal, because if, like Eric said, if the batteries get depleted, we've got a backup system in place. Now, you know, the vehicle's been in service since May 21st, and other than for training and forcing the engine to come on for data collection, we have not had to use the internal combustion, the diesel engine at all for backup. So, but we know it's there, and that gives our firefighters a great deal of confidence that this vehicle is always going to perform for them.
We're with Madison Fire Chief Stephen Davis there and engineer Eric Linsmeyer of Pierce Manufacturing. They're talking about Madison's first electric fire engine and what it can do. Do you drive an electric vehicle? What do you think about an electric fire truck? Do you think it could handle the heavy-duty work? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Madison's first electric fire engine is in service at the city's busiest fire station. We're discussing its new Pierce Volterra electric pumper with Fire Chief Stephen Davis here and engineer Eric Linsmeyer from Pierce Manufacturing. That's the firm behind the electric fire trucks, subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation. They're with us for about 7 more minutes. Jack in Caledonia wants to ask about price tag and about battery replacement. Jack, hi, go ahead.
Yeah, that's my concern with all the electrical, you know, cars and things is one thing is the amount of energy we're going to have to, you know, new power plants are going to have to build, you know, to charge batteries at night for people or during the day. And then the other thing is the cost of the battery. Most batteries last, you know, car batteries last 6 years or so, and then they have to get a new one. My question is, how long do these lithium batteries last, and what's the replacement cost for those?
Eric.
Sure. So that's a great question, and it's something that continues to be difficult to answer, honestly. Within the market, the batteries and the battery technology continues to develop and continues to become more affordable. Today, the batteries we have, you know, integrated into the vehicle, you know, we expect a solid 14 years life cycle on them without question. But, you know, really, until we use them more and understand a little bit more about that, we won't be able to dial in that understanding completely, though we have a good expectations for them. You know, and as you mentioned, there's more to the vehicle than just the vehicle itself from an electrical standpoint. We do have to consider infrastructure and prepare for that as well. And it's something we're also working on. You know, we consider ourselves a full solution provider. We're not just looking at the vehicle itself. We are trying to find ways to prepare and support the industries we serve, you know, in this case here, particularly the fire departments, with charging stations and solutions and working with the municipalities and energy suppliers to prepare for that as we go forward.
So what about the price tag, Eric, on a fire engine? I know fire engines are very expensive, whether they're diesel-powered or electric. What are the costs?
Well, you know, today this vehicle is a technology demonstrator, and really that means it's built with a lot of parts that are not in production and getting production pricing. So it's difficult for us to give you, there is no answer on what will it cost by the time we're in production. We do know, we do plan and expect it to cost more than a traditional a fire apparatus as it stands today. But by how much is difficult. I mentioned, it's pretty rapid with regard to development and battery technology, and the cost per kilowatt hour continues to fall, and new targets are set. So as we work through that, it'll help close the gap, but it's a little bit too early to tell where our production pricing will be at this moment.
Chief Davis, fire trucks, expensive machinery, I would imagine, on your budget. Yeah.
They are, and I'm a fire chief that throws nickels around like they're manhole covers. So it you know, obviously we're concerned about pricing always. But if we have the goals that we need to meet, sometimes we might have to spend a little more to reach that goal. So, you know, I think the key is that I think Pierce is really on to the next generation of fire apparatus and how they'll be propelled into the future. And we're just excited in Madison to be a part of this journey with them.
Yeah. Charlie now in Beaver Dam has a question. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, yes. How about rural fire departments? I mean, they say they want to be zero emissions by 2030. Well, most fire departments keep their trucks 30, 40 years. Is there going to be a grandfather clause, or don't you have a clue?
Charlie, thank you. Chief Davis, could you broach that about rural departments?
I can, and Charlie, that's a great question. And when I talk about those sustainability goals, those are imposed by the Madison elected officials. And so we're talking just about Madison when I say that. But I have been surprised, Charlie, how many smaller and more rural communities have similar plans or goals in their elected bodies as well. You know, I think this Volterra vehicle, when we first started to look at the technology, I thought there's no way in heck that, a small rural department in Wisconsin would ever probably be able to put this in service because now that it's been in service and we've looked at the data on it, I don't see why they couldn't. The drivetrain, the electric drive side lasts really, really, right now, I think we're at 37 to 40 miles on a charge it can go. Mm. And so you got to keep in mind that it does have that internal combustion engine. So when they drive it to the scene, that engine can take over and it can sit there for days at a barn fire if it needs to. I think the future is bright and the technology, as it improves, even in the coming years, it's going to be an option for even rural communities.
So, Eric, when do you see full rollout? And do you have pre-orders already from other cities?
So there's been a lot of interest from cities and communities across the nation, which has really been great for us to see. And it's something we were hoping to see. the rollout, though, is we're out about a couple years right now, sometime targeting 23 right now for our full rate production and supporting those communities. That's our target at this time.
You know, I scoped out your competition next door in Minnesota. What do you make of these fire trucks that, can raise in floodwaters, can crab walk with their tires? Is this the future of fire engines?
Well, fire engines are configured a lot of different ways, depending on the needs of the customers that are purchasing them. And Pierce has had technology for all-wheel steer and rear-wheel steer, and we can configure that on vehicles today from crab walk and things like that. We do that now. Our forwarding lines are really high as well. It depends. If you need to go through that high water today, we support that with our product as well. Everybody has a different opinion and different approach. We don't feel we need to redesign the fire truck to support electrification. We're really working to introduce electrification into an existing product line today.
Right. Well, Eric and Chief Davis, thank you for joining us. Stephen Davis, Chief of the Madison Fire Department. Eric Linsmeyer, Business and Unit Director at Pierce Manufacturing. You're listening to them on the Ideas Network.